Allison, even though I lost, you know, a quarter of the dressing.
Well, here's a story about marksmanship. Mm. Okay, in high school, I was a pretty good shot. I used to compete on a team.
Mm-hmm. In high school?
In high school, yeah, with Nina Watkins, whose dad was a trainer. Mm. And I was pretty good. And I did this.
I had to play basketball.
No, I shot. Mm. And so I was part of this marksmanship. You work your way up by doing targets that are good enough, and you can progress to the next step. And there were like 10 or 12 of these steps. Mm. And these targets had to be signed off by the range master. And I'd go down to the rifle range at the Santa Monica City Parks and Recreation.
Down on Pico?
Down on Delaware near Paul Sumi's parents' house.
It's off Pico, though, right?
Off Olympic.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
By that theater with the surfer on the front.
I remember that. Yeah.
Surfers.
Theater.
Oh,
yeah. And I was 17. I was a senior in high school, and pretty soon I was going to be 18, and then you weren't eligible. It was for children, for youngsters. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get done with this sequence and work my way up as high as I could before I went off to Humboldt to go to college. Mm. So I'd jump on my three-speed Schwinn with my pocket full of ammo, and I'd put my rifle across my shoulder, and I'd pedal down Wilshire Boulevard, go down to the rifle range, and I would shoot after school.
And can you imagine doing that now?
Not only can I imagine, I'll tell you later.
But, okay, another click on the recorder here. But anyhow, I got to be a pretty good shot. In fact, I got to be not a really good shot, but a pretty good, quite a good shot.
Uh-huh.
And went off to Humboldt. There's nothing out there but shooting beer cans on the Samoa Dunes with Joe Tysel, but
right.
It was okay. Well, next thing you know, Martin Luther King got assassinated, and Bobby Kennedy got assassinated, and Jack Kennedy got assassinated. I lost my interest in shooting and became more liberal. And then it was time to go in the Army Reserves to avoid having to go to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And we went off to boot camp, and you nonetheless, reservists have to get through basic training. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes through basic training. Mm-hmm. And part of basic training is learning how to shoot a gun. Mm-hmm. And so they would line us all up there and try to train us how to shoot these guns. And they would have a shooting at these targets that were shaped like human beings. There's a silhouette of a man.
We were always taught never to even aim your fingers. Mm-hmm. Any living thing, even if it were an
animal, you never
intended to kill it.
Right. If you don't intend to destroy it, don't aim it. Right. So we had to aim these guns at these people-shaped targets and blow holes through the center of them. And I damn near flunked out till Joe Tysel pulled me aside and said, "Look, Dickles, just poke some holes in the piece of paper, okay, so we can go back to our kid and drink some beers. Let's get out of here. Otherwise, I'm going to get recycled. I'll have to go through boot camp a second time." So, okay. I just kind of ignored what I was doing and pulled the trigger and poked some holes in the middle. I got out with a bare minimum.
So did I.
No, you made expert because you did well with the M16.
Done with the M4.
And that
was
all
it
took. No,
or whatever it was.
14, you couldn't do it. Yeah, you were as bad as I was. But you did really well that one night.
Yeah.
You did really well because luck was with you. The force was with you. And you did really well. And you got expert. And I got, you know, whatever was below the bottom of a sharpshooter. But they let me out. Okay? So, everything was hunky-dory, and I got my job at the U.S. Geological Survey in 1977, and that was the year that Cynthia Ducell Bacon got mauled by a bear.
She
was at my wedding.
I know. She was so sweet.
She's wonderful. I love her.
And her good-looking husband?
Yes, yeah. Charlie is.
Yeah.
And good-looking guys, her sons?
Ian. Mm-hmm. And so, here I was with hair down to my shoulder blades by then, and voted.
I came across the photos the other day, actually.
Mm-hmm. And so they trained us all how to shoot bears. And they spent a week training us all how to shoot bears. And I was, you know, hair down on my shoulder blades, voted least likely to succeed. And at the end of the week, they lined us all up, they gave us all five rounds, and they gave us these targets. And these targets looked just like the other targets, but these were not men with a silhouette where to shoot over the heart to kill them. These were bears.
Or hippies with a lot of facial
hair. Yeah, right.
He has an easy rider.
Yeah, this is Cambodian invasion, Kent State riots, protests. But anyhow, these were bears with a circle about the size of a cantaloupe circled over the kill zone, which was right over the stern and right over the heart. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to shoot at these things. And so everybody lined up, and everybody had five rounds, and everybody shot five cartridges into the targets. And most people got five shots somewhere in the paper, and a few in the bear. And many people got all five shots in the bear and a few in the kill zone. And a handful of people got all five shots in the kill zone. I put one hole in the piece of paper.
Really?
And I put it in the middle of the kill zone. And I put five bullets through that hole. It all came back.
Wow. Well, do you remember it was after boot camp, it was a point of honor that we actually never pick up a weapon again?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a point of honor. We never touched another weapon.
We became range masters.
Range masters.
So we wouldn't have to actually shoot something.
Yeah, we trained up.
Range masters.
We were the trainers.
Yeah. Or we'd say, okay, ready on the firing line, ready on the left, ready on the light, on the right, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
fire, open fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we didn't have to actually touch the things.
Yeah.
And it was a point of honor. Yeah. So we didn't touch the weapon after boot camp.
Do you remember Calvin Zahn?
Uh-uh.
You don't remember
Calvin
Zahn?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
He was
a guy in BASIC who was really a nice guy, interesting, charismatic, kind of fierce guy, very edgy in some ways, who was probably, you know, the sort of liberal even then, who was, you know, should have been writing for the Nation or something. He was definitely the most liberal, the most pacifist-oriented guy in the whole, in the whole company, any company we were associated with. Hmm. He also was, amazingly enough, far and away the best shot.
Hmm.
And you could see it in his face that he was very proud of himself, but kind of like mixed about some of the deeper implications of that.
Yeah.
But a really sweet guy, but he was a hell of a shot.
Yeah.
Dead shot.
Yeah.
And he wasn't pleased about it, really. Entirely.
Amazing.
Yeah. Calvin Zahn. And I saw his name for a couple of years after that in various liberal kinds of things, and then
I did Google him and see what happens.
Yeah, God, that's a great
Let's
idea.
Do it right now.
God damn.
He's